We got an email from one of our listeners named Mary. She told us a little bit about her date and says she feels awful about it and thinks it's her fault that she's not getting a call back.
Oh, wow. Is this like the first person with like some self-realization on the phone with
That's
us?
True.
Like, what's going on?
I don't know exactly what that means, but I'm guessing she accidentally ran him over and feels bad.
That's what you went to.
Yeah. Mary, why did you do it?
Okay, I think there's a lot of other things that could have happened there.
Are you using this time as your one call from the police station?
Okay.
Attempted murder.
No, it's really not like that.
Yeah, that's what all guilty people say, huh?
What's the real story, Mary? What happened?
He is such a good guy. I'm feeling awful about it because I've been on so many dates before where it's like, it was their fault why we didn't have any more dates, but this one is all me.
Oh no, it's that obvious. Okay, wait, back up. Where'd you meet this guy?
We met on Tinder. His name's Adam.
Okay.
And I have to say that when you're doing the swipes and things like that, I know your human nature reaction is to definitely swipe right onto all the hot guys.
Yes, sure. I think that's what Tinder is for.
But Adam's not like super good looking.
Oh.
But that's okay.
Is that what you told him? And that's why you know that he's not calling you back? Because that's pretty rough, Mary.
No. I've swiped right on tons of hot guys before, and they're just really self-obsessed. They're jerks. I was done with it. So I'm like, I'm going to swipe on a not-so-good-looking guy.
Oh. Mm.
Wow, that actually makes sense. I feel the same about hot girls.
Yeah.
I'm always like, she's not going to want anything to do with me.
Yeah.
That's a good strategy.
But the uggos, like, there's no risk there.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. They're always down.
You guys, she's not saying he's ugly. He's just not the best. Like, maybe he has stronger attributes other than his looks.
It's kind of like Ed Sheeran.
Oh.
He's not awful, but not
but he's
great.
He's rich. Got it.
Okay.
Well, but there are a lot of men out there that once you actually get to know their personality, they're 80 times more attractive.
True. That's everybody.
So what was it like? What'd you guys do?
We did a dancing lesson.
Yeah, that's pretty
cool. Hot guy would never be down for something like that.
Exactly.
Kind of fun.
Exactly.
So what kind of dancing lesson did you guys do?
We did a little swing dancing, like a little, who is that, Brian Setzer or something, or like, you know, swing dancing.
Yeah, welcome back to 1986.
Sorry, we're not up to date on our famous swing dancers here. So, but how did the swing dance class go? Was it fun?
It was a lot of fun. Like, they teach you some basic moves because neither of us had done it before. And then you get to switch a bunch of partners.
Oh, man.
That was the fun part of it.
Okay.
You got to take a break from boring old-looking Adam and got to look at some really hot guys.
It's like swiping right in real life.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And, you know, it was great because everybody's got, like, different levels. And I even danced with this cute 80-year-old guy.
Aww.
It was adorable, guys.
Okay, so that's great. But what about poor Adam?
Yeah. Remember, you're dating Adam here.
When did you screw it all up? That's what I want to know.
Okay, I'll get to that. But here's the one thing, and this is why I really liked him.
Mm-hmm.
It's because after I danced with that 80-year-old guy, I was kind of like jabbing at him a little bit.
Okay.
And so he came back at me, which I loved. He was like, I'm going to take that old guy's knees out with, you know, his walker.
That's funny.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Violence against the elderly. Yeah. That's hilarious.
I think it's cute, too. Mm-hmm.
It was going so well. We're like, let's do drinks. We just, you know, sweated a little bit. So we went and grabbed some drinks.
Uh-huh.
And then I ended up at his place.
Okay, so all of this is great so far.
So wait, you ended up at the elderly man's place or you ended up at Adam's place?
Follow along.
Okay, I'm just trying to make sure we're getting it straight.
Adam's place, thank you very much.
Okay.
And was that your idea or his idea?
I mean, we both had a couple drinks, so I would say it was both of our ideas. Like,
okay.
It just felt right, you know?
And what happened when you walked in those doors? Did your clothes come off? And
Brooke!
I'm just saying.
That's what Brooke's first go-to move is.
After some hot swing dancing.
That's a little invasive, but we had a good time. Let's just say that.
Oh, nice! So they did.
So, see? I'm right.
All right.
So I'm still not hearing what's the bad part of this date, then.
The bad part was the next morning when I was leaving.
Oh, you stayed the night.
I did.
Okay, walk us through it.
So when I was getting up in the morning, I was trying to be like really, really quiet. And I noticed that, and I forgot about this part, but I put a bunch of self-tanner on the night before. And so I noticed that there was a bunch of orangey streaks all over his sheets.
Oh no.
That could be perceived as something else.
Ew.
Gross.
I'm just saying, that's the first thing I would think. Like, what the heck?
Of course. first thing that Jose thinks is someone messed his bed.
Anytime I've had streaks in my bed, it's not been self-tanner.
Okay, let's move forward quickly.
So you left streaks of self-tanner in his bed.
Oh.
Yes, and then I was like, shoot, I got to do something about this.
Yeah.
But then I went to the bathroom, put some hot water on a washcloth, then came back to the bed, like, was trying to, like, wipe it. Well, then all of a sudden he starts waking up. I was like, shoot, I knew that was going to happen. And then I was like, okay, well, you know, I just had a little... all right, I gotta go.
Wait, awkward. Did you just make it sound like you wet the bed? Like, cause the bed's wet at this point.
Oh.
I had a little,
I just kind of like, I didn't really explain it. I was just like, oh, you know, there's a little something. And I didn't really explain it though. I just said, oh, I got a little something on your bed.
Now I don't look so dumb.
Yeah, you should have explained it.
What? And then you just left? Did he even have a chance to say anything?
No, cause he was like still waking up and everything. So then I was like, okay, I'll just text you later.
Then
I texted him, but he still hasn't responded.
Yeah.
Oh, that's totally it.
The after morning glow is not there when you're waking up in a wet brown bed.
She sweat her glow off.
So how long has it been since you last spoke to him?
It's been like 2 days.
Okay. And so are you using this to get him on the phone so you can explain what happened?
No. I'm just looking for you guys to help me because I just want him to give me a second chance because, look, when we danced, we clicked. Our conversations, we clicked. Like, everything else clicked.
But you haven't texted him about the self-tanner, though.
No.
You're just going to pretend like it never happened and just move on.
Well, she's playing it cool for now, guys. That may not be the problem.
I think we've passed that point. Okay. Like, that's the problem.
We may need to address it at a certain point, but we're going to call Adam for you, Mary, and we'll play a song and come back and get your second date update right after this, okay?
Great.
Hold on.